Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
I'm Rachel Marshall, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. In July 2012, in the midst of the Northern Hemisphere summer, and as the eyes of the world are on London for the Olympics, a new Cochrane review examines the health effects of using an electric fan during a heatwave. This review has been prepared in conjunction with EvidenceAid, and one of the authors, Katie Carmichael, from the Health Protection Agency in the UK, tells us more.
Heatwaves are hot weather events which breach regional or national thresholds and can last for several days. The 2012 Special Report on Managing the Risks of Extreme Events and Disasters to Advance Climate Change Adaptation by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change projects that heatwaves will become more common in some parts of the world as a result of climate change. The potential consequences for public health were illustrated in Europe in August 2003, when an estimated 30,000 people died because of the heatwave. A number of European countries subsequently developed heat health action plans and heatwave plans, with electric fans being one of the interventions considered in several of these plans. We needed to do this EvidenceAid Cochrane review to find out more about their likely effects. When thinking about heatwaves, it's important to remember that some groups are more vulnerable than others. Although heatwaves affect everyone, people who are very old, very young, have chronic diseases or mental health conditions, and those taking particular medications tend to suffer more. This raises the need for evidence-based guidance on how people in their own homes might be protected against the effects of heat, and also what should be done in buildings like hospitals, care homes, schools, and workplaces. Electric fans may be used with the intention of reducing the adverse health effects of a heatwave, but unlike air conditioning, they do not cool the air, but instead might be used to draw in cooler air from outside when placed at an open window, or to lower body temperatures by increasing the efficiency of normal methods of heat loss, particularly by evaporation and convection methods. However, increased sweating can cause dehydration and electrolyte imbalances if these fluids and electrolytes are not replaced quickly enough. So there is a possibility that they might do more harm than good. Before doing the review, it was already apparent that there were important gaps in the knowledge about the use of fans and issues surrounding their use in humid environments and those where the ambient temperature is above 35 degrees C. Our Cochrane review seeks to identify research which could help resolve the uncertainty around whether fans reduce adverse health impacts during heatwaves. We looked for unpublished and published studies in the usual databases, such as the Cochrane Central Register of Controlled Trials and Medline. But we also ran searches of the Indian and Chinese literature, checked the websites of relevant national and international organisations, and consulted with researchers and policymakers with experience and strategies to manage heatwaves. Despite all this work, we did not find any randomised trials that had examined the effects of electric fans during heatwaves. We did find a number of retrospective observational studies, usually with a case-control design, that investigated the association between electric fans and health outcomes. The results of these studies were mixed. Some found that the use of fans was associated with better health outcomes, others found the reverse. In conclusion, existing research does not answer the questions about the health effects of electric fans during heatwaves. Our review does not support or refute the use of electric fans during a heatwave, and people making decisions about them should consider the current state of the evidence base. They might also wish to make themselves aware of local policy or guidelines when making a choice about whether or not to use or supply electric fans. The main implication of our work is that high-quality research is needed to resolve the long-standing and ongoing uncertainty about the benefits and harms of using electric fans during a heatwave. For example, randomised trials comparing the health effects in people with electric fans to those in people without them.
You can find details for the extensive searching done for this review, the studies that were identified, and the design of a randomised trial that would help to resolve the uncertainties in the full review, which is available from thecochranelibrary.com.